Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 87.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. Prayer today will be offered by Representative White. Representative White, you are recognized.
Please pray with me. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day and warm sunshine. Thank you for the taxpayers of North Carolina who give a portion of their income so that our state can have a transportation system, good public schools, community colleges, universities, public health, aging, and social services for our most vulnerable citizens, and so many other services that are our state pride. And most of all, thank you for the taxpayers' funding that has kept our esteemed Highway Patrol operating for 90 years. Thank you for the vision of a smart judge and a General Assembly to begin this Highway Patrol in 1929. Thank you for the 1,700 officers who patrol our highways. Bless their sacrifice, their loyalty, courage, and honesty. Bless their families who also sacrifice. God bless our great state and those taxpayers that help us to make it a choice place. In thy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized. You put your microphone on. Your mic.
Madam Speaker, the journal for June 27th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for June 27th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Enroll the clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 191, an act authorizes a city with a population of more than 500,000 people, withholds a national convention and contracts with out-of-state law enforcement agencies to provide law enforcement and security for the national convention and to amend the provisions of the budget if enacted related to relocation of the Department of Health and Human Services facilities. Senate Bill 220, an act to allow any citizen to remove the political sign that remains in a public right-of-way 30 days after the time within which political signs are to be removed, to provide a window of time before the opening and after the close of polls for political advertising, and to be placed and collected at the voting place, and to allow the executive director of the State Board of Elections to modify the required certification dates for the 2019 election cycle if needed. Senate Bill 311, an act to expand the Massage and Bodywork Therapy Board, it includes the establishment owner. Senate Bill 355, an act to clarify, consolidate, and recognize the land use regulatory laws of the state. Senate Bill 378, an act to change when public hearings are required for economic development expenditures. Senate Bill 394, an act to make various changes to the general statutes concerning estates, trust, and guardianship as recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association. Senate Bill 399, an act to allow for retired teachers to return to work in high-need school without adverse impacting the retired teachers' benefits. Senate Bill 525, an act authorized the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources to determine the feasibility of establishing the state historic site to interpret the state's textile production and industry history and the feasibility of operating a museum in the southeastern North Carolina. Senate Bill 594, an act to clarify the standards and requirements of the registration of certain land records with the Register of Deeds to make changes to the prohibition of filing false liens or encumbrances and to approve suggested forms for the registration of assumed business names. House Bill 224, an act to increase the punishment for the assault with a firearm on a law enforcement officer, probation officer, parole officer, and on the employee of a detention facility. House Bill 257, an act to permit the use of a face mask while operating a motorcycle. House Bill 474, an act to create offenses of death by distribution of certain controlled substances and aggravated death by distribution of certain controlled substances. House Bill 529, an act to provide that the Utilities Commission may adopt, implement, modify, or eliminate the rate adjustment mechanism for water or wastewater public utilities to track and true up variations on average per customer usage for levels approved in the general rates case proceeding, require the Commission for Public Health and to adopt rules concerning the construction and operation of artificial swimming lagoons, and requiring the Commission for the Public Health to study the requirement for permanently affixed phones at pools for emergency purposes. House Bill 747, an act to require law enforcement agencies to enter missing child's, missing persons, or unidentified persons' information into the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System after 30 days have passed and to persons may not be found or identified. House Bill 770, an act to clarify and simplify the licensee's qualification for licensors and to require recognition by licensing boards for certain apprenticeships and training experiences. House Bill 871, an act to protect the interest of designers, particularly small and WMBE entities, for unfair contracting and duty to depend requirements that violate existing public policy for North Carolina. House Bill 924, an act to clarify eligibility, extending teachers' contracts to require completion of an economic and personal finance course as a high school graduation requirement for public schools, to clarify requirements for high school civic literacy and to require professional development for economic and personal finance teachers. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 6, an act authorizing the Burlington Alamance Airport Authority to enter into leases and contracts with terms not to exceed 40 years. The enrolling clerk reports the following bills to be ratified in presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 500, an act to make certain modifications to the implementation of advanced math courses offered when practicable for grade 6 and higher.
Chapter bills will be noted. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules Calling Operations of the House Committee Report. House Joint Resolution 1019, confirmed for McKissick, Utilities Commission, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 29, move over law, increase penalties, amber lights, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 597, Wildlife Resources Commission, amend, favorable, committee substitute number 2, unfavorable, committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute number 2, calendar 36B.
House Bill 630, Protective Services, Alarm System, Law Changes, favorable, committee substitute number 3, unfavorable, committee substitute number 2.
Committee substitute number 2, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute number 3, favorable calendar, and calendar 36B.
Representative Lewis, Rules Calendar Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 535, Authorized State Park, clarify court's name, favorable.
Calendar 36B. Notices and announcements? Seeing none, Representative White is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 1st at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 1st at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 5, Building North Carolina's Future, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Count and Operations of the House, and recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12. A zero for all to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 562, the Second Chance Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, and a zero for all to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 361, Healthcare Expansion Act of 2019, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health, zero for all to Rules is added. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth a Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. Senate Bill 553, Regulatory Reform Act of 2019, favorable House Committee sub. Substitute number 2, unfavorable House Committee substitute number 1. House Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee substitute number 2 for Senate Bill 553 is calendar pursuant to Rule 36B.